Good morning. It's Christmas Eve, December 24th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. The music you're listening to is Silent Night by the 101 String Orchestra from their Happy Holidays album. Today's title is Silent Night. Silent Night, Holy Night, mindful of mankind's plight, the Lord in heaven on high decreed, from earthly woes we would be freed. Jesus, God's promise for peace. Jesus, God's promise for peace. Joseph Franz Moore, in the early 1800s. I grew up with midnight Christmas Eve services, reliably concluded in a darkened sanctuary, lit only by the candles we each held. These were all lit by passing the flame from the Christ candle in the center of the Advent wreath, one to each other, until we had a portion of the light. We would then sing Silent Night in unison, a cappella. There was never a dry eye in the house. Despite having been written in the German language, Stille Nacht has become one of the most widely recognized Christmas songs in the world. Pastor Moore wrote the little poem only hours before a local Austrian Christmas pageant, for which he needed a song that the whole town could sing. But, not being a musician, he turned to his choir director and friend, Franz Gruber, and asked him to compose a tune to which the poem could be set, and to please do it in the next 3 hours. Many of you know that the original song had 6 verses, not just the 3 we usually sing today. Above is the final verse. While each of the verses tells us a part of the Christmas miracle and the dawn of redeeming grace, in the 3rd stanza, is where the tears usually begin to flow, I think the final verse speaks volumes as well. Here, on Christmas Eve, we find the definition of the peace that passes all understanding, Philippians 4:7, NIV, tucked away in the unsung verse of a favorite carol. It was God's decision to redeem mankind despite our rebellion, despite our hatred of each other, despite our turning away from Him, despite the dreadful mess we had made of everything. Mankind's plight was certainly one we needed to own, for we did it to ourselves. But God knew there was only one way to bring us peace, one way to turn us away from evil and back toward His perfect love, and that was through the gift of His Son. Faith in Jesus brings us the forgiveness we need to truly be free of our earthly trials and tribulations. No more shame, no more guilt, and no more enslavement to sin. Look up the last 4 verses to Joseph Moore's hastily penned masterpiece. You'll find that Jesus is not only Lord at thy birth, but that He represents salvation for all, that He embraces mankind, and that He is God's promise for peace. This Christmas Eve, when you think of that small, helpless baby lying in a manger on a cold winter's night, think about what He means for you, personally. When you feel small and helpless, and we all do from time to time, know that the mightiest power that ever existed chose to come to us in just that way for a reason. He could have appeared in the sky on a white horse, with the heavenly hosts arrayed behind Him, flags waving, bugles blowing, armor flashing in the sun, but He didn't. Had He done so, it would have required no faith. It would have promised no redemption, only judgment. Instead, He chose a silent night in a backwater town at the edge of the Roman Empire, and He made it holy. Holy means set apart. This night is different from all other nights. This night, the world stood on the eve of destruction, and instead, it was offered peace. Dear Heavenly Father, we love You. We can only thank You for offering Jesus to us by doing as He asks and loving You and each other. We ask your Holy Spirit this Christmas to flow through us, to blot out our own prejudices. There is so much hatred in the world, Lord. Nation to nation, political party to political party, person to person, all because we see others as different from us. Help us to see others as made in your image, just as much as we are, because you certainly see them that way. Amen. And Merry Christmas. We'll see you tomorrow on Christmas.